The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
Disruption Network and First Source Federal Credit Union have teamed up to help support the Central New York Veterans Outreach Center Sunday, April 28th from noon to 4 p.m. Located at the Veterans Outreach Center, 726 Washington Street in Utica. There will be food, live entertainment, raffles, live podcasting from the D, and an appearance by Audie from the Utica Commons. We are looking for donations of clothes, non-perishable food items, furniture, toiletries, hygiene products, or a minimal cash donation of $5 at the door day of event. All ages are welcome. For more information on donation, drop-off locations, and entertainment lineup, please check out DisruptionNetwork.net. Disrupting Hunger, Sunday, April 28th, brought to you by First Source Federal Credit Union.
Tax season is here, and First Source wants to help you be prepared. Our friends at Furley, Moran, Freer, and ESA have given us some great tax tips to share. Read the blog at fsource.org for helpful answers to your tax questions and feel better prepared before you file. First Source members can also receive a discount on TurboTax software. Be ready for tax season with help from your friends. File smarter, live smarter with First Source. Membership requirements apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, baseball fans, are you counting down the days to opening day? Well, Disruption Network has you covered. The Baseline, the D's Own Baseball Podcast, is back with Season 2 and all new episodes all season long, Sunday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the D. Get your baseball fix as JP and SPG run down the news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get fantasy tips, player rankings, team previews, interviews, and more. You can catch the Baseline and all of Disruption Network's programming by checking out DisruptionNetwork.net, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, Facebook, and Stitcher. Keep it inside the Baseline all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network, this is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyevwofrome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, DisruptionNetwork.net.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you see me? Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Ah, there's that faccia.
Dude, faccia brut.
Faccia brut.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiMatteo. You are listening to EC Radio.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Music. Show number two today, people. I'm sure you're sick of me. Most are. What's happening, everybody? Greetings and salutations. We are live on the D for the second episode of EC Radio. You can follow along on all Disruption Network social media platforms, as well at your own leisure. You can go to our website and view all the episodes that we've done on EC Radio at disruptionnetwork.net. I am Z. It is Wednesday, Wacky Wednesday, and I'm feeling wacky today because of my guests in the studio today. Are making me feel, Jay, you make me feel wacky.
XY Tuna. Remember when it was just me and you on the internet and everyone else wasn't there yet?
No, actually, I was following your lead, actually. That was the thing, because I just said it before we started this podcast. Jay Sumner from ILoveUticaNY.com is in the house. Jay has always been ahead of the curve when it comes to technology and social media and creating content. I feel like you have... You were leading the way back in the day, and we finally caught up to you.
Well, yeah, but I'm doing something new now, so mustard to that, and I'm ketchup. Woo! Catch up, everybody. Yeah, the internet is killer, man. It's the way to go. I've been talking about, I worked at ad agencies, and they're all like, but we make all of our money off of selling media to our clients. I'm like, well, that's a bunch of bullshit, because all that media is pretty much crap. You can't track any of it. Look what I could do on the internet. I can find out who it was. Look, Jenny just filled out your form, and she wants to buy a shirt.
Who's Jenny?
Jenny, you know, she lost my number. Whatever.
Oh, man. Well, you, like I said, though, you have always been out of the curve, man, and doing these cool events such as Tomato Pie, which is coming up this weekend at the Parkway Rec Center, doing all these cool things. You also do the pub crawls, and you're doing some cool things in the community, man. We're lucky to have you.
Well, you know, I love it because mainly, if anyone asks all the time, it's all about Utica, you know. I don't want people to have a bad time, if that makes sense. I don't want anyone to have a bad time doing this, right? We live here. Let's love it here, you know? So I created I Love Utica, and I'm going to, as much as I can, influence all you motherfuckers to love Utica too.
Yeah.
All right? So that's it. You're all to be like, I hate it here because of the snow, the rain, this.
The potholes.
You think that other places don't have snow and rain and all that? You know what? Tell me, show me everything you know, and I will show you the snow and the rain.
I love it. You're so shot.
Who said that, though?
This bromance going on is pretty insane.
Bromance, for sure. You brought a guest in today. In fact, if I knew you were bringing her, I would have told you never to show up, and I just let her come in and
I'm so ugly, you know, and then this
I would have cut my T-shirt down had I known that.
Yeah, see? Well, Adrian's joining us.
This is my sister here, Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hello, how are
Welcome.
You?
We got a lot to talk about, because you have a couple events coming up, too, that we'll dive into in just a little bit after we talk about Tomato Pie Day, of course.
You know what's nice about Tomato Pie Day this year?
What's that?
Is more people are coming. More different kinds of tomato pie. More Uticans. There's more sponsors. There's everything, you know? So, like,
triple the ticket sales.
Triple the ticket sales. There's a guy who makes Italian ices. What's his name again?
Poppy.
Giordano Bevavino from Bevavino's Bakery.
So he's got his own Italian ice. He's bringing that.
Yep.
Gonna do tastings.
I think he has lemon and watermelon coming. Yeah.
So he's bringing back the Belvedere's Italian ice.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Ah, George, that's awesome. I'm so happy to hear this right now.
I know.
So
it's
he's
exciting.
Excited about being there.
I think it's gonna blow up this summer. It's a little chilly right now for everybody to be craving Italian ice, but I think this summer it's gonna take off.
I crave it all the time.
And you got Nicole Cosa. She just invented something called a pozzoli.
The holy pozzoli.
No. You know, but I want to remind you guys, this is Utica, so she's gonna want to say pozzoli. So there's no E. Don't say pozzoli. It's just pozzol.
You got to drop the vowels.
Yeah, you got to drop the vowels. She's gonna hate me for saying this. Sorry, Nicole. It's pozzol.
Rigatone.
It's pozzol, but everyone knows it's pozzoli, I guess, if you're a Madigan like me.
Well, she dropped a couple cannolis off the other day. Oh, my God, flavor country.
She'll be at Amazing. Tomato Pie.
Amazing. Did she bring you an assortment?
She brought me an assortment. It was like chocolate, there was banana, and she even had like a dried banana on the top of it.
Oh, that's her claim to fame. She likes to decorate each of them individually so they all have their own brand. And you know exactly which one it is. But yeah, I think there's 9 flavors right now. 7 to 9 flavors. There's Oreo, pistachio, chocolate, vanilla, spumoni, banana cream.
What the hell's a spumoni?
So it's a pistachio. Pistachio is another flavor. Pistachio dipped cannoli in dark chocolate and then stuffed with cherry cannoli filling. Pretty insane.
So I think she's going to be at Tomato Pie Day, giving out a few samples and definitely selling cannolis.
And schmoozing all the grease balls on the microphone. Come
on. She's not
going
to be selling cannolis. She's going to be selling pozoles. Pozoles.
Pozoles. This is going to be that podcast that we make ourselves hungry throughout.
Yeah, pozoles. I'm drooling.
This whole conversation we're going to be sitting.
It's cool because when my drool hits the table, it kind of sounds like maple syrup on a plate.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. Oh, boy. But it's coming up this weekend. It's this Saturday at the Parkway Rec Center from noon to 4, correct?
Yes.
Noon to 4. Come on down. It's cheap to get in. It's like $5 to get in. And you get to sample how many different tomato pies?
Yeah, about 20 different people.
Okay. 20 different. Wow. 20 different vendors this year?
Yep.
Wow. That's huge.
But each of the vendors are also bringing in their rolls, selling meatballs, stuffed cherry peppers. Everybody kind of brings their own spin, so bring your cash, too.
It's really, it's really a good taste of Utica here because you taste all the stuff that you really don't get. I mean, if your mom's got a good recipe for Sicilian rice balls, guess what? Somebody else's mom's got one, and they're selling them at Tomato Pie Day. You can come and taste that, too. And it's a good rice ball.
Let's back up from the beginning, though. When was the brainchild of having Tomato Pie Day? What did something happen for you to just be like, I'm going to start Tomato Pie Day?
I don't know what was going on. It was 2017, and I had the idea in late 2016, and I just created a event on Facebook, and I had the brainchild, and there was such an immediate response, right? So I had the idea. I didn't label a location, a time, or anything. I said, Tomato Pie Day is going to be going down, and I got it all together, and then...
The door. Mike, can you lock that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then I put it all together, and I was like, how do I do this? How do I make tomato pie happen? And I brought it all on there, and I got everybody to go. The first year was a real pain in the nuts, let me tell you, because I had to go around, and I had to go to all the different tomato pie vendors and pretty much beg them. I'm like, listen, I don't have any funds and I don't have any do this. I just want to, represent Utica, New York. So I brought them all there and I got them all to go. And you know how hesitant people are to like go and let me give away free food. It's a burden, at a time. But now after the third year, these people are seeing that it's not just a burden. It is a celebration.
Right.
It's a celebration of our culture, So yeah, yes. There's going to be tomato pie. People are making tomato pie. But you know what? They make tomato pie every day. Holiday all the time, so this is just going to be us thanking you, this is the whole idea is I'm thanking these people for making something great that, well, all of us who are Uticans can be proud of, and we're going to pass that down from tradition to from generation to generation. My daughter, hopefully one day she takes this over. Right now she doesn't like tomato pie because there's no cheese, but one day she'll have it. It's like that Long Island bread that you're talking about, red bread.
We got to introduce another guest that just joined us in the studio, my man Mike Clare in the house from Oliveri's Pizza in Hamilton, New York.
What's up, Z?
Last time you were here, my taste buds are still dancing last time you were here.
I'm so jealous I didn't get any of that.
Oh my God.
Pie, the vodka sauce one?
Oh, it was so good. Now, you're going to have that, correct, this Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to make an attempt to make as many as I can. That style, but with my capabilities, I fear that I may not be able to bring as much as I need. I'm small. My pizza, we're a small operation, one deck oven, so we're tiny. So I'm trying to figure out how I can orchestrate that and put it all together so that I can have enough of both styles on site,
Can you just save me a slice, please?
Absolutely.
Just one slice. Yeah. It was
I'll be there before everybody. I'll save you a slice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll tell you what. Me one, too.
I will.
Having that on the menu, so to speak, is going to be cool because this year, we've got the People's Choice Awards where people get to vote for who's got the best tomato pie, and they put their note in the ballot. But we also got some celebrity judges, right? So these celebrity judges are going to hone in on the quality of the tomato pies, and they're going to hone in on the sauce, on the crust, and on the most unique.
Okay.
So when it comes to something like the drunken tomato pie, to me, in my eyes already, you're a winner because no one else is that unique at all, everyone else is – I guess Napoli's has got a Fra Diavolo and – you know, Roma's does a few variations, but that is definitely by far the most unique. And you know who would really kill it is Nicole. They used to have at Retrona's, they had that olive and onion tomato pie.
That thing
would be really great if they had that there too.
I forgot about that.
That could probably take the contest. And I'm gonna when I get done with this, I'm gonna remind her. You know, you should just do that just for the most unique contest, because then you'd really have some competition.
Busy making pozzolis today.
Yeah, it's pozzol.
Pozzol?
Yeah. Well, you're from Utica.
It's only pozzoli.
When you're from Utica and you're Italian, you can't pronounce the whole word properly. You got to drop the vowels at the end. It's a necessity.
Yeah.
Mozzarella, calamad,
kabas. I spent too much time
in Hamilton. There's no D in that, though.
I spent too much time in Hamilton, and I had to learn how to pronounce everything because people would look at you sideways and go, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You want ricotta in the calzone, or you just want mozzarella?
I'll take ricotta
in my calzone, and can I get an extra side of marinara? And you're like, oh, man.
Is that made with fresh corn?
You go marinara, and you're like, what are you talking about?
There you go, Mr. Smith. Have a great day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Is that made with fresh corn from around the corner there, Michael?
Yeah.
The canole, pasties. Calamari.
Oh,
Supersat, capicola, rigatone.
Isn't that what you're calling your girlfriend on a nice Saturday night, though? Pasta chop, right?
Oh, that's, come here, my little pusty. Hilarious. How's things up at Oliveri's? Everything going good for you up there?
So, we've been busy. Yeah. So I just been, you know, putting one foot in front of the other one and just grinding it out. So even today, too, just tying up loose ends because I'm in Utica on Wednesday. And tomato pie day's looming, so just trying to run around and get everything done so that I'm good, you know, for Saturday.
So as a vendor perspective, how many tomato pies are you whipping out on Saturday?
Well, we do a sheet style, so we got a big, like, 48-cut sheet. So I think I brought 25 sheets of red, like, traditional tomato pie.
That's a lot.
And I think we had a couple left over. I'm looking to bring at least 30 red ones and maybe 15 to 20 of the drunk ones. Mm-hmm. But it's all the behind the scenes. You have to cut the 4-pound doughs. They have to be punched down. They have to rise again. You have to pull them all out.
And along with all the peppers that you've been stuffing, and I've been plugging those before you got here.
Stuffed cherries?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want one of those now because we pack them in dressing. So the last couple of days we've gutted I don't know how many cherry peppers.
Mm-hmm. Fingers are hot.
You're delicious.
You know what is your cuticles? You got to wear gloves because you know like. If you're working or whatever, you'll tell every little nook and cranny you got, like, in your fingers, because you're like, I got vinegar pepper juice in my fingers. You know, my hands are on fire. It makes you feel alive.
Your fingers get hot.
Yeah.
Is that a good pickup line for an Italian girl? Hey, baby, let me gut your pepper. Let me stuff your pepper, baby.
Let me devein that how long hot you got there.
Yo, you see that girl's
Yo,
cherry
Ma,
peppers?
Yo, Ma, let me see that long hot.
You know? Yo, you see that girl's cherry peppers? Damn.
How many cherry peppers would you bring, though? Like your stuffed peppers to tomato pie on
500 rice balls this year and at least like, you know, 250, 300.
Oh, you've never brought any of those home, though. Those goes fast. Everyone buys those. Yeah, the rice balls.
They're usually
extra rice balls this year because my mother last year was like, it's like an hour. They're gone.
They're gone.
That's truthful.
You don't want to,
I think I took 20 home last year.
I guess it's like a warning, I guess, to the tomato pie.
They're tedious to make. There's like a lot of legwork involved in making them because they're all hand rolled. They're all made the arborio rice, you know, we make and prep it. It's got to set up for a day, and then you roll the rice ball. So you have to try to fit that in into a functioning kitchen and get it done and have them ready. So, you know, there's been a lot going on. We got a lot going on.
I'm telling you, man, everybody talks about your rice balls throughout the whole tomato pie day, and they're just like those rice balls.
I appreciate that, too.
There's a line out the door just to get your rice balls.
You know, the thing about it, too, is when you bring food back home to Utica and someone has something positive to say, it makes you feel good. That's the seal of approval. When you bring food here, and people here are like, oh, man, your rice balls are good. They'll compare them to the other places around here, which we consider to be legendary or spots that we grew up with. Mm-hmm. And like, Mike, you're right. Or in hushed tones, they go, yours is better than so-and-so's. And you don't know if people are just being nice or if they're, you know, but it makes you feel good. It's a definite boost for your
So what's the traditional name of the rice ball, though?
Arancini. Yeah, baby, you want a little orange. Yeah, arancini.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I speak Italian like nobody
food,
else.
That's southern. I think that's southern Italian street food, like rice balls and pizza, or any kind of variation of a tomato pie or Sicilian pizza. That's all cheap street eats. You know, that's my favorite. That's my favorite peasant.
Right.
You know, I'm four generations removed from Southern Italian peasants.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too.
So you find me down on Bleecker Street hanging around with whoever's left down there, whatever, you know, whoever's down there. It doesn't matter.
Do you think in Southern Italy they have some really unique food trucks going on these days?
They have
over
to.
There. They got to be, because food trucks is such a big
they
thing.
They got one that's called, like, Stuffed Olives, and that's all they sell.
Yeah.
Like, we got Stuffed Olives, and Felipe over here isn't even happy. Felipe's in Italian.
Everything
name,
that
right?
they eat is just so clean. You know, they don't overdo anything like we do
in America,
in the States. We overdo things. We make things look, they're not. There's no presentation to it. It's just a bunch of sauce all over stuff. I think Italy kind of tones it back a little bit. Everything's really clean. Everything's very fresh. There's a lot of fish. There's a lot of oils, olives.
No GMOs.
Right.
None of that stuff.
My eldest Natural. Is dating a boy that grew up in Bologna, so I'm learning.
Oh, yeah?
I'm learning, yeah.
Krogan, Bologna, right?
Yeah, Krogan.
Yeah, Krogan. Yeah, yep.
That's where he's from. He's from the Isle Krogan. Of Bologna.
Krogan, Krogan Ring Bologna.
Anyways, let's reel it back in. No, so anyways, Tomato Pie Day coming up this Saturday, Parkway Rec Center.
Yeah, it's you know what's great this year is I had the Bank of Utica. They're the presenting sponsor.
Oh, cool.
So you know the Sinnott family, the Bank of Utica. They're really
Very
stepping up, and these guys really care about the community. I mean, it's their slogan. They're in a league of their own, and they are. They're not like a corporate structure. I mean, they got structure. It's not like I'm saying that. But they're not like a corporate structured bank. They're Utica locals who are a bank, and they care about what's going on downtown. They care about what's happening in the city. They care about how people feel, and they embrace the great things like tomato pie, like everything that's Utica. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy to have them to get involved because they're just awesome. And then, you know, we got other great sponsors, JK, EJA Moving, Bill Keeler, Saranac, PJ Green. The list is so big. The Observer Dispatch. Matter of fact, if you guys get the Observer Dispatch to your house, every Thursday tomorrow, there's a insert called The Scene. And in The Scene, there's going to be a coupon for $2 off. Now, that means if you don't get your tickets right now on my website, iloveuticany.com, for $3, you know, when I shut that off on Friday night, you're going to be able to pay $5 at the door. But if you take that coupon, you can pay $3 just like if you did buy the tickets in advance. So
people still buy the paper, the OD?
Yeah, I think
I
so.
I don't get the paper. I haven't seen a paper boy in like 15 years.
It's interesting because I get The Scene in my mail.
Yeah.
You do.
I do.
Did you just subscribe to it?
No.
No? You just all of a sudden appeared?
Yep.
Somebody subscribed for you.
Well, you want to hear something. That's one of the things I really wanted to test with it, because as a sponsor, I was just like, okay, great. I got one ad running, you know, a few weeks ago, another ad last week. And then this one, I changed up all the artwork and included a coupon, because I want you to go into the Observer Dispatch and cut out the coupon and then bring it in. And then I'm going to say, how many coupons did this work? I really get to, I guess, test as a marketer, as a marketing guy. I'll test the effectiveness of that scene and the advertising in there. Because, you know, let's say 200 people show up with it, I'll say it's pretty effective. You know, if two people show up with it, I'll be like, hey, Mom, it doesn't work. You can come in for free.
You'll be able to tell how many people
yeah,
show up.
Like, yes. Yeah. That's exactly.
Just send them out for free rice balls or.
No, that's just to get in. It's just to get in. To save a couple bucks.
I got to say, man, I loved your appearance at WKTV the other day.
I like going on WKTV, and I like that Gary guy. He's the best.
I don't think he knew what to make of you.
No, it's tough.
I think he was
hair.
A little confused.
I mean, it's
Let's
pink.
See the hair. Yeah, I want to see the hair. Pink, Bust it out. Here, I want to see the hair. What's going on with your hair these
it's
days?
Pink. We could do a whole show about my hair one day.
We'll see.
People come on and braid
You're
it.
You're growing it out, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm just growing it out for fun, I guess, right now. I wanted to cut it off, but the girl said, don't cut it off, and then they dyed it pink. So
Ah, did you know they were going to dye it pink?
Yeah. Color
coordination with the shirt, too, the pink hair and then the pink shirt.
Well, this here is my new Modown shirt, because Modown's coming out, and it's got a big flying pig on it.
Yeah, they released the lineup today.
And it says on the top, you know, stop hustling. Never, never.
We're on our Utica grind.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Utica grind.
Indeed, man.
No, I got all berries.
Well, very sure. He's all gigged out in his own gear. So
wait,
nice.
Is Wednesday your day off? Do you usually?
Yeah, usually it's Wednesday's day. I'm in Utica.
You come to the U, right, on Wednesdays? Yeah, yeah. Good.
I love being down here. This is home. So, like, I dash out of Hamilton to come to Utica, go to see my barber, eat, visit with family, do my errands. I love coming home.
Yeah.
You know? I love Utica. I always have.
Uh-huh.
You know, even before it was cool to be in Utica, I was always proud of my hometown, where I come from, my people, my bloodlines. This is our home. This, we should be proud.
Mm-hmm. You gotta love it here. Potholes or not, fucking, it's love. It's all about love. I don't care.
Us, everybody, we're Uticans. You know, we're here. This is our home base. This is where it is.
What you said on KTV the other day, we're going to fill all the potholes up with Utica greens.
Yeah, we'll fill them right up with Utica greens. Drive right over them. Boom.
It's a lot better than my idea. I wanted to draw dicks on all the potholes.
Oh.
They would cover them up really quick if there's dicks all over the streets.
Well,
think?
The city was out in full force today. They were doing one of those sweeps. Were they? Palermo Pizza.
They were out there earlier, too, yeah, doing some filling some potholes.
Oh, like literally sweeping.
Sweeping, yeah.
Yeah, they do the sweeps.
I like Palermo's pizza. You know, I'm not going to deny
they
it.
They got a nice Sicilian slice. Over
they're pretty good for a place that nobody really goes to that often because it's where it is, you know?
I like going down there. I go down there for entertainment.
Well, Tony's a good man.
Yeah, it's a great food.
It's
the
open
food's
super late, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Super
Oneida
late.
Square. I love going down on Oneida Square. I have no problem going down and getting a slice.
I don't.
Late.
Yeah.
I
really late. Two?
Something like that. Yeah. And they deliver. Yeah, they
tell you,
since the 93 they opened or something like that downtown.
I tell you what, growing up in Utica, New York, I'm not scared of a fucking thing. I mean, I will go right down this street, and it doesn't matter.
I
walk
the Colt 45
by
helping,
everyone,
but...
and it's no big deal, you know? I was talking to my dad, and he's like, you should be scared about going to Venezuela. You want to go down to Venezuela, they got all these problems. I'm like, Dad, what's the difference from walking here and walking down Cornhill? He goes, well, I don't know. I guess there's no difference. Everywhere's got a shitty part of town. And it's not even that shitty here. You know, it's not that shitty at all. You know,
I'm with you, man.
I've been to worse places, and it's just got a bad rep. And you know what? That's what I'm all about, is changing your perspective.
Well, we have people freaking out. That I mean, we're pretty close to the hood. We're right on the border of the hood and stuff. And it's not that bad at all.
Yeah, there's a Cornhill border.
Yeah.
I play street hockey over there. I hang out here. I've been here my whole life.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, this is the neighborhood.
That church is for sale. I would love to buy that church.
What would you do with that church?
I would make it into a great place to chill out all the time. There's a gym over there.
And
how are you going to make
the house of God turns into the house of Jay?
Well, yeah. I'd make a great area for me to live in, of course, in the church part, and then there'd be some music and stuff.
You'd
and there's
have,
a whole
like,
gym.
A water bed on the altar, you think?
I don't think I would do that, but I'd have it so it was great. I'd have it. There'd be a bar in there.
What would you keep in the tabernacle? What would you keep in the tabernacle?
Something to smoke.
Of course. But yeah, how long has the church has been for sale? For a while over there. Yeah, I don't think you could convert it into a bar in the neighborhood. I think the neighbors
would
frown
pissed.
Upon that.
The whole community would get pissed. Yeah. Maybe 10 years from now, you know, when all the grandmas and grandpas passed away, and they'd be like, this hasn't been anything for 10 years. And then that was like, it's a bar now.
My relatives get mad at me when I go to church with them because I'm always thinking about how you can convert a church into a music venue. Yeah. They're perfect.
Great, the church's got great acoustics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's already a stage, the altar, and it's good acoustics. It's big. There's a lot of capacity, if you will.
Midnight Mass is always fun, too, like Christmas Eve. Like, I've been in line for communion swaying, like just swaying around in communion line, you know, trying to keep it together in church, you know.
You can move the mic up, too, if you want. If you're
this
like, there you go, buddy.
This particular church, I had a friend named Tom,
uh-huh.
And in high school, we would go out and get all bombed up on, like, Saturday night, and he'd be like, Mom, Jay's sleeping over, and she'd be like, you can stay over as long as you guys come to church with me in the morning, right? So we gotta come to church, and we're like, come to church, and she knew what was going on, and she was just like, time for you guys to pay. Pay it back to the God.
Pay it back to God for sure.
Yeah, that's what she did, and I was just you know, I didn't like it that much. But
all right, can we jump off the God subject real quick and talk about the pub crawls that you put on? Do you plan on doing more pub crawls this year?
What I'm going to do with the pub crawls as soon as I can. I'm looking to buy a bus. I'm going to
get
myself a bus, and then I'm going to paint it white, and then I'm going to wrap it with the big words that say Utica Pub Crawl, and then we're going to go from bar to bar to bar again. So as soon as I get that bus and someone to help me wrap it and all that, then I'm going to bring it back to life. But
you're holding out until you get a bus to do the next
crawl? What I want to do is just that, you know, like I tried using the Bernie buses. I tried using another bus manufacturer or renter or whatever. You know, it's not cost effective because I want people to go on the pub tour, and I don't want them to spend $50 just to ride on the bus, you know. it's not worth it. So I got to get my own bus, and, you know, I still charge them a little bit, but, you know, make it so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, well, like, the same thing is I'm just afraid everyone goes down to Varick Street, and they, like, I know these three bars.
And that's it.
And they never learn about Rick's Place, mm-hmm. and they never learn about Old School, and they never learn about the Auburn, and they never learn about all these bars that we've been going to, that I've gone to my whole life, and they don't want to go, you know? I mean, maybe someone's scared to go into Rick's Place. They're like, I don't want to go in there. You know what part of the town that is? And I'm like, it's not bad there. Like I said, I'm not scared of anything. I'll go over there and act like it's my mom's backyard. You know, I'll be like, I'm home. And you can go on the pub crawl, go into a bar that you're scared of going to or you don't usually frequent, and feel comfortable because you're with a group of your peers, and it's kind of a controlled situation, you know?
You could take everyone to Politary Joe's and get day drunk.
Yeah, you know what? They would so kill me over
red
there
wine
if
and
I
orange
took a
soda.
Bus of 40 people. A dirty girl.
That's the place to do it.
Yeah.
Now, I like what you do, though, with these pub crawls. And you get people out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Get them to try new bars they've never tried before. Even, I mean, for me, too, when we did that pub crawl together, there was a couple bars I never even gone to. I wouldn't even think about stepping foot in.
Is the Highlander still open? You should take everyone to the Highlander and get Washnoofka over on the west side.
It's not open. Yeah. It's not open.
I think they're going to reopen, right?
Yeah, somebody died or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they should open it back up.
It's cool that you do have plans on doing another one, though.
Yeah. I don't ever want to let that die either. It's a really fun thing because what started happening was, like, people call, sign up for the pub crawl, and, you know, they were camping in the Adirondacks. I had this is a Thanksgiving or something last year. I had all these people who were on the bus, you know, for, like, a men's weekend at hunting somewhere in the Adirondacks, and they were like, we can't spend all that time in the cabin together. We want to go out. So they were all on Jersey, and they did it for something to do. You know, they were all from Jersey, and they came for something to do on the pub crawl. So, you know, it's like we've got a Oneida County Tourism Board, right? But, you know, they're not bringing people to Rick's Place. I know that for sure, you know. Oneida County Tourism is not bringing people to Rick's Place or the Auburn. They're talking about the Boilermaker. They're talking about I guess a select few things, you know, but the great part of Utica is that organic stuff that we built, you know.
Is Fat Rick still open?
No.
I think they turned it into housing now. Fat Rick.
They did. I think they took that building down.
And there's so many great legendary bars, though, from back in the day, though.
Topspin.
He's not here.
I went to Benji's the other day.
He was over on Mohawk Street.
Burt's. Remember Burt's?
You know, Caveman. I went to Benji's to meet Caveman, and the lady from Benji's was talking to me about, I want to buy that shuffleboard she's got in there. She's trying to sell that because I guess they're going to.
Ancient.
They might tear down that whole block. They might tear down that whole block or something. So if they do, I'm just like, what are you going to do with this, you know, 30-foot freaking thing? What are you going to do with that? I'll buy that. And she's kind of skeptical, but I'm still pushing her to sell it to me because, well, I want it, and that'll be fun.
Nice. We got a couple of people checking in saying hello. Eddie is saying Jay's dumping. I don't know what that means.
And Eddie always says dumper, 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 dumper. That's Eddie's thing.
Big ups to my boy over there, Eddie Alsheimer, EJA Moving, the professional movers. Give him a call when you're ready to move and relocate. Eddie, thank you for everything you do. Eddie gave us all those boxes. We're doing our Disrupting Hunger event, and he gave us all these boxes to put out. Okay. And then these are all going to be drop-off boxes.
So when is that event?
It's April the 28th at the Veterans Outreach Center, which is the old YMCA.
Right.
So we're doing that April 28th and with our friends from First Source Federal Credit Union. Beautiful. So we're looking for donations, too. So we're going to have these drop-off boxes out there real, real soon, and people could donate clothes or non-perishable food items or even furniture, whatever, any kind of, like, household type of product, hygiene products, which I kind of need myself right now.
Mike just got a text from Rob Butler, you know, the pizza box?
And I was, yeah.
He's sending a pizza over right now.
Is he?
Yeah, so
Rob's the man.
Yeah. He's going to send it over.
Is he sending a drunken pizza?
It's going to be an upside down pizza? Who knows what he's gonna send?
Cauliflower crust.
You know what I like?
Cauliflower crust pizza.
Have you guys seen people combine in the different types of pizza? So they get like a half upside down and then a half regular.
Oh, the half moon pizza.
Yeah, he does a half moon pizza.
And let me tell you, people are raving about that pizza.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
I feel like every time I look on social media and that restaurant review section, like every day there's somebody posting a picture of his half moon pizza. Mm-hmm. So he's killing it. Rob, keep doing what you're doing, man. And we're lucky to have you, man. Keep killing it.
933 South Street.
933 South Street.
And there's another guy who makes like half calzone, half pizza. I saw that.
Really?
Yeah. Was it Johnny's Pizza?
And so it's a half a calzone and then half a pizza.
So it's a half pizza, yeah. And then the other side must have the extra crust. You know, leaving over it.
I got. Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool.
So if you don't know, if you want a calzone or a pizza, you get that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of pizzas with vegan cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Adrian, you brought up cauliflower pizza. I'm a fan.
It's really good.
I think so too.
It's really good. It's crispy. I think there's some almond flour in it, so it's gluten free at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one at North End Pizza. I've had one at Giorgio's. Both delicious. Generally made upside down, I think.
Right on. Yeah, I think it's great.
I sell them. I have.
Do you sell them?
Do you?
Yeah, they're popular.
So what's the other ingredient in the crust?
You know, I kept the ingredient listing up there. I'm not even really sure what.
He can't tell you his secrets.
You know, I buy them. I don't make those.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of the places make their own.
No, they can't. It's not profitable.
Yeah.
The labor expensive. That would go into that would be crazy.
The crust. Really? And everyone I've seen online, yeah. every picture I've come across, they all pretty much look like I'm like,
yeah, they're all the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Cauliflower pizza, huh?
So, yeah. Jay, let's talk about these celebrity guests that you have judging at Tomato Pie Day.
Oh, my God. So one thing new this year at Tomato Pie Day is going to be a celebrity/foodie judging category. So you all know what tomato pie consists of, right? You got your crust. You got your sauce. And you got a little bit of cheese on top, sprinkled cheese, right? Whatever it is, right?
There's some Italian seasonings
cheese.
In there,
there's
too,
a not sheep cheese. It's all good. But... You know, so many years in the past, and every time I talk to anybody about tomato pie, they say, I really love these guys' crusts, and I love those guys' sauce. I wish I could combine them. So now the celebrity judges, they're going to go through, and they're not going to be blindfolded, but they're going to be blinded to who's they're eating, and they're going to take a bite, and they're going to judge it. Does it have, how's the sauce? How's the crust? How is the overall greatness of this tomato pie? And they're going to do that with all the vendors. And at the end, we're going to have one person who wins the best sauce on the tomato pie, one person who wins the best crust, and, you know, one person who wins the most unique. So ideally, at the end of this, right, we'll be able to say, all right, these guys have the best sauce. These guys have the best crust. The best tomato pie would be a combination of... I don't know, you know, Danielle's and Napoli's or whomever the combo might be.
So who's judging? Who's the celebrity judges you're talking about?
Noelle Bergano Sprague, who went to culinary school in Italy. Jay and I went to high school with her. We have Chuck Sadala that ran Valley View for many years. Ran Valley View for years. Yeah. Now he owns Daylight Donuts. We have the best of the best, Mr. Rob Palmieri. He's coming in too.
I heard of him.
Bill Vinci. He's there.
That's my boy.
Yeah. The Empire Plate Show.
Yeah. He was here a couple weeks ago, actually. Bill's a great man.
He's a good guy.
He really is a great man.
And then, Gina Scampone, she'll be there.
The Event Co.
Yep.
Hi, Gina. She's watching right now. Say hi. She says hi to everybody.
And she sure is, you know, got a good handle on Utica, what's going on. So that's one of the reasons I asked her to do it. And Genesee Joe, you know Genesee Joe.
I met him before.
He's been in Utica forever, and he sure loves tomato pie. So I'll let him talk about that, you know.
Yeah,
he's a celebrity.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's, I think, everybody that I can remember.
That's
right
a great
now.
List.
Yeah.
Solid list.
A pretty good group of people who are going to do that. And what I want to do is if you folks are coming to Tomato Pie Day, just, you know, these guys will be done judging. Just leave them alone until they're done judging, please, because, you know, it's serious, okay? Yeah. I don't want you interrupting their taste buds.
When I was a judge for Meatball Madness, I told everybody I can be bought. Yeah. So I'll take bribes all day long.
I would have loved to have attended that. That sounds like a lot of fun. I had to work, but like.
Do you make meatballs?
No, I buy mine.
Oh, you buy yours? Okay.
Yeah, Roma's.
You buy them at Roma's?
Yeah. And one of the secret ingredients in Roma's, I don't know if it's a secret. If you look on the label, it says tomatoes. They take their old tomato pie and grind it up and use that in place of breadcrumbs. So if you look at the label on Roma's.
You told me this before.